This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might not know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What in the heck is going on with China's stock markets? The key indexes in Shenzhen and Shanghai hit five-year lows last week. You throw in the exchange in Hong Kong, which lists primarily Chinese companies, and since 2021, Chinese markets have lost $7 trillion in total value. Chinese regulators have started limiting short selling, that is, betting a stock is going to go down. President Xi Jinping is said to be mulling bigger interventions. He had a meeting today, so cue today's relief rally. But look, just like here in China, the stock market is not the economy, but it can tell us something about where the global economy might be headed, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
The biggest reason China's stock markets have taken a nosedive, basically since the country's prolonged zero COVID policy ended.
The Chinese economy so far has been sluggish and very much disappointing.
Zoe Liao researches China at the Council on Foreign Relations. For starters, the real estate market is an absolute mess. Developer Evergrande was just ordered into bankruptcy. And foreign and domestic demand for Chinese manufacturing just ain't what it used to be. So foreign investors are looking elsewhere.
The mama papa small retail investors also, they have also been taking money out.
Both big Western hedge funds and Chinese retirees are increasingly wary of Chinese government crackdowns on leading companies like e-commerce giant Alibaba. Nicolas Varone with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says there's a fundamental question at stake.
How long-term compatible private sector growth and entrepreneurship is with the Chinese political regime.
While China's stock markets are struggling, it's important not to overstate just how bad it is. Economist Ishwar Prasad at Cornell says, to put it in American economic terms,
it's not the sort of collapse that we saw here in 2008 or even during the COVID period, but it is a pretty big hit. So something like the tech bust of the early 2000s is probably better analogy.
And for American politicians that want to gloat about China's woes in an election year, Prasad has a warning.
Ultimately, what happens in China may have a rebound effect on the U.S. And the U.S. certainly is not an island in this global economy.
Many big Chinese companies are listed on American stock exchanges, too, and may also be in your 401k. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.